From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is KZYX News. I'm Jim Culp. That's the sound of a herd of goats. 19 goats are currently eating their way through the nasty weeds, blackberries, and gorse on a ranch behind the Casper Community Center. Their owner, Matt Davis, is the pastor of Mendocino Presbyterian Church. He calls them his holy goats. A portable electric fence keeps them from wandering off. Once they have munched down the undergrowth in one area, they are moved to another as they eat their way across the landscape. A massive fire in the hills of Oakland in 1991 destroyed almost 800 homes and buildings. The city invested in a herd of 200 goats to graze the land to prevent grass and brush fires. It's a practice that goes back to biblical times, so Holy Goats is an appropriate name. Many of Matt Davis's goats were rescue animals past their prime. Most were donated. All were females. They may be older animals, but they are natural grazers who can clear great swaths of land of non-native plants that can fuel fires. As the largest wildfires in California history have demonstrated, dry grass and vegetation are the perfect fuel to trigger a massive wildfire. In 2018, the Mendocino Complex fire, which burned almost 500,000 acres, was made more intense by dry vegetation that could have been munched down by a herd of goats. The holy goats often attract local residents.
My name is Kathy. I'm a gardener around here, around this area, so I have some people or might have use for his goats, which he will rent out. So do you have a rate that you charge for your goat rentals, or you know, for having them come out?
Yeah, the rate is $150 a day. You know, that covers the cost of moving the fences, like move the fences every 4 days. It costs having a ranger come out twice a day to make sure there's water for the goats and the dog, to feed the dog, to make sure there's no hiccups in the electric line. That's our one downfall, is if the electric line, if anything brushes on it, we could lose that charge, and so goats will get out. And that cost also covers insurance, which is huge for most homeowners. So those are our basic fees. There's a trailer fee, like sometimes involved as well, which is about $50 to bring them and transport them to your house. There's a one-off, like, deposit fee of $50, which then covers the, like, trailer costs.
Patch like this, you say, which should take about 4 days.
The last job we had looked more like this area, which is low grass and bushes, and they would do an area about the size of a basketball court almost every day. That's why I've had to purchase multiple fencing strands so that we can basically be ready to move them to the next space, because there's nothing quite like a goat that needs to be fed. And that's when they want to get out of the fencing. And the other cost of this is for the large guardian dogs. With a lot of the areas around here, there's mountain lion and coyote and domesticated dog. So we do have two LGDs, large guardian dogs, who are here. Our LGDs are Anatolian Shepherds, which are the oldest dog breed in the world, about 6,000 years old, and they come from Western Turkey. And what's really neat about them is LGDs commonly, like over in Anderson Valley, like you see over there, beautiful white dog, and mine are also basically white. Those dogs actually bond with the herd. The opportunity here, and why it is a little bit of money, but the opportunity is you can offer this as a gift to the community so that it is done naturally and you don't use herbicides. And it's just fun to have the goats around anyway.
The program is designed to build community. Plans call for inviting students from theological seminaries as far away as Princeton and Yale to come to Mendocino on a contemplative retreat. The idea of goat retreats comes from the sanctuary movement of the 1980s.
Who might be able to help and support our community? Two higher education institutions. One is Redlands University, as well as Princeton, and they want to send students out who'd basically be our interns, who'd basically help learn about the goats, but then they'd also serve in other ways with gardeners in the community and just do hands-on service. So we're hoping that this Holy Goats outreach might be a way to bring other resources into our community in the form of graduate students.
And this is so much more, you know, organic. I really don't think your fees are fine. I think that's right in the ballpark. Because if people know what it costs to get rid of this stuff, because I'm dealing with that all the time. So you're already talking $600 worth of dump fees. Burning is horrible. I mean, what else, you know, chipper shredder costs about the same thing, about $150 a day. It's getting rid of it. I'm so glad you're expanding.
Where does one keep a herd of 19 goats? The Little River Inn has come to the rescue by hosting the goats on their lands for the past 2 years. Matt Davis says he's learned a lot about animal husbandry. He has a good teacher in Rose Parker, who is the head shepherd. You can see the goats at work, munching the gorse in the grasslands behind the Casper Community Center. If you're interested in learning more about them or helping out, go to 20holygoats, one word, at gmail.com. I'm Jim Cullen. For all our local news, with photos and more, go to kzyx.org.